Our Lady's words, taken verbatim from the book, The Mystical City of God. Conception, Book 2, Chapter 17. Our Lady tells us that we should live cautiously.
My daughter, all goods are estimated according to the appreciation in which creatures hold them, in so far they value them, as they know them to be good. But since there is only one true good, and all the others merely fictitious and apparent, it follows that only the highest good is to be appreciated and recognized. Then only shalt thou give him true appreciation and love, when thou shalt enjoy and esteem him above all created things. By this appreciation and love will also be measured the sorrow of losing him, and from this thou canst understand somewhat my sentiments, at the time when the eternal God absented himself from me, leaving me in my fears, lest perhaps I had lost him through my own fault. There is no doubt that many times the sorrows of this anxiety and the force of love would have deprived me of life, if the Lord himself had not preserved it. Imagine, then, what ought to be the grief of losing God really by sin, without the bad effects of sin. The absence of our true good could cause such terrible suffering to the soul, knowing at the same time that it has not lost him, but still possesses him, through hidden and disguised to its present consciousness. But this wisdom seems far from the mind of carnal men. With a most perverse blindness, they continue to make much of the visible and fictitious good, and they torment themselves and are disconsolate, whenever it fails them. Because they never taste or recognize the highest and true good, they make no thought of reckoning of it. And although my most holy Son has brought a remedy for this dreadful ignorance contracted by the first sin, by meriting for men faith and charity, thereby affording them the possibility of knowing and experiencing to a certain extent the good, which they never have experienced. Yet, O sorrow, how easily charity is wasted and set aside for any kind of pleasure, and how often faith remains without any fruit and is involved in death. The sons of darkness live as if they had only a counterfeit or doubtful connection with eternity. Fear, my soul, this so slightly accounted danger. Rouse thyself and live always in watchfulness and preparation for the attacks of the enemies, who never sleep. Let thy meditation day and night be, how thou canst provide against losing the highest good, which thou lovest. It is not befitting that thou sleep or slumber in the midst of invisible enemies. If sometimes thy beloved hides himself from thee, hope in patience and seek him solicitously without ceasing, since thou knowest not his secret judgments. For the time of his absence and temptation, provide thyself with the oil of charity and good intention, so that it fail thee not in time of necessity, and that thou mayest not be rejected with the foolish and negligent virgins.